Hello, everybody. How you doing? Hope everything is good. Welcome to another Shot of Philosophy. As we have been for the past few episodes, we're sticking with Marcus Aurelius' Meditations. And today's brief quote is, "Failure to read what is happening in another's soul is not easily seen as a cause of unhappiness. But those who fail to attend to the motions of their own soul are necessarily unhappy." So I want to work with the second part of this quote, mostly for this brief episode today. With the word attend. So that's a big idea for the ancient philosophers, right? The word in Greek is proseke, which sort of means like vigilance or attention. So what he's talking about here really, I think, is sort of creating for ourselves a program of self-mastery, right? We want to control our emotions. We want to control our perceptions with our rational thinking, right? So we want to be able to see if our emotions make sense. We want to be able to see if our interpretations of the world are true. And when we apply proseke, we make it a habit of, as he's saying here, watching the motions of our soul, right? So often it might be the case that our soul feels provoked or moved by an external event, or we might have an emotion kind of just come up within us, right? So I even like to imagine, when I think of the Stoics too, specifically, that things kind of rise up in us, right? Like we get angry, maybe sometimes out of nowhere, or we get angry, again, as a result of a perception we have of an external event. Maybe someone said something, maybe there's traffic or whatever, right? Where we feel sometimes pulled to get emotional. And what the Stoics want us to be able to do is, with that idea of attending to our souls, like question that emotion, question that perception, right? And make sure that it's true, make sure that it's of service, make sure that it's good, right? So these are all things, and another one, just, right? Another main idea for the Stoics. So really, we have to practice that. And that is, to me, a pathway to self-mastery. So he's saying here, attend to your soul, and that's very important, right? We want to practice for that. So again, we have to see what ways we might be habitually feeling, what ways we might be habitually perceiving the actions of others and perceiving ourselves, and question them for biases, question them for a lack of clarity, question them for a lack of truth, right? What ways are we maybe allowing ourselves to get angry that are a result of our own inner dispositions, things we have not addressed? Right? Faulty ways of thinking, feeling, and acting. That's what that attention to the soul boils down to, right? So why am I so angry? So for me, this has been effective. And, you know, it's kind of a, I guess like a saying, right? Don't push my buttons. Well, for me, I realized I just at one point had too many buttons. So I, through philosophy, you know, and a lot of other things too, but really philosophy is the main way I've done this. I've decreased the number of buttons, and I've even decreased my, let's say, sort of proclivity for getting as angry about the few buttons I have left, because I know how to talk to myself, right? So that's a result of this idea that I've attended to these preconceived notions I have about myself and the world that weren't necessarily helping me or anybody else. And I realized that they were faulty, they weren't useful, they weren't as true, or maybe they were true, but they weren't focusing on important truths, right? Or truths that really did anything good, once again, for myself or for the world, right? So we have to think about these things. So when he's saying, if you don't pay attention to the motions of your soul, you're going to be unhappy, I think that's a really legitimate point, right? Because it's natural to a degree, I think, that we're pushed and pulled by internal voices and external voices such that we feel and act and think in ways that aren't really healthy. But philosophy could be that kind of that doctor to come in. You could be your own soul's doctor if you give yourself a practice that you take seriously enough that you really work on becoming more patient, becoming less easily frustrated, right? These are all things we can do. And he's saying here, again, if we don't, we're going to be unhappy. You can't read somebody else's soul, to me, is like, you know, you can't read someone else's mind. And someone else's inner workings can't really affect you, right? They have to at least say something about it or do something, and you have to observe that. And then even then, for the Stoics, you're highly responsible. And I want to add, perhaps not totally responsible, to give ourselves a little leeway here, right? But at the very least, you're very, very responsible for how you feel and think about it, right? We could even, you know, say that at the very least, we might not be responsible immediately for the feeling, but for perpetuating the feeling, we have that responsibility. And we can, again, if we're used to and we've habituated the practice of caring for the motions of our soul, we can work very quickly, or we can work to increase how quickly we can be feeling rationally versus irrationally, right? Which is to say, we're not carried away by anger. We're not carried away by frustration. We're not carried away by sadness. But we need to give ourselves a habit and a program where we consistently work to master ourselves, right? And he's saying here about the soul, but I also think working to master our minds and working also to challenge and cultivate strength in our bodies can help us on the path to mastery of the soul as well, right? The mind, the body, and the soul, I think, are kind of all in communication with one another. So think for a minute, right? How are you currently working to master your mind, your body, and your soul? How are you challenging yourself? How are you taking account of your growth, taking account of how maybe you're slipping into the same old ways of thinking, behaving, and feeling, and how we can improve, right? And as he's saying here, your happiness is connected to that. So I'm going to pause it. I'm going to end it there, right? Because I want to keep these episodes short, but hope this is helpful. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you soon.